We conclude our story with Holocaust survivor Judy Strauss. If you missed any of her story of tragedy and triumph, be sure to go to AmericanCountryside.com and listen to each feature. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. For the ag parts that keep your farm running, call Shoup Manufacturing at 844-8-FARMER or visit AgParts1977.com.
Your farm is your livelihood. How do you measure its value? Shoup Manufacturing knows that real value is measured by peace of mind. When you pay a fair price for a quality product and you have the confidence that it will endure, now that's value. Call 1-844-8-FARMER to speak with someone at Shoup who understands the machinery you rely on. Or visit AgParts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup. Keeping farms running since 1977.
This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. 10-year-old Judy Strauss, her father and mother, had lived in concentration camps for the bigger part of 2 years. Judy's father was eventually separated from them and sent to another camp where he was killed. But now, young Judy could actually sense the end of the war might be near.
May of 1945, we were liberated by the Russians. I remember my mother warning me, stay away from the Russians. They almost were more afraid of the Russians than they were of the Germans. Almost.
They were able to leave the camp about a month later and begin the journey back to their home in Holland.
It took 3 weeks. We went part by truck, part by train, depended on the condition of the roads.
They eventually arrived in Amsterdam, where the Germans had forced her Jewish family to leave 2 years prior.
And at that point, I think most people who had been in camps made a pact. We don't talk about it. Children didn't talk about it. My mother didn't talk about it. My mother didn't talk to me about it. It was like a conspiracy of silence.
For a couple of decades, she refused to admit she had been in the Holocaust, that her father and grandfather had been murdered by the Germans. It was just too painful to relive those memories. Then something happened to cause her to speak up.
There was a professor at Northwestern who said the Holocaust didn't happen. That's all I needed to hear. At that point, I finally said, not only did it happen, but I was in it.
Today, Judy speaks to groups about the atrocities that were committed. Her words give others hope and the courage to stand against the evils perpetrated against others. Traveling the countryside in Skokie, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.